A lab slip arrives on tournament registration day. One genetic test, no appeal, no exemption. The Women's Tennis Association now requires female players to submit to SRY gene screening before competing, framing biological sex as a measurable, testable fact. The policy swallows the question of what fairness even means when you reduce it to a single marker. Hypatia takes this first, then Marcus Aurelius.
I wake to learn that a governing body of sport has decreed one marker in the blood's hidden script shall decide who may enter the women's contest. A single sequence, one test. The matter settled. You have seen this before. In the Mosion, we watched scholars confuse the instrument with the reality it measures. The astrolabe gives position by referencing fixed stars, but the stars are not the position. Dion spent years correcting Ptolemy's tables because a single erroneous parameter propagated through every calculation that followed. A definition that cannot hold the particular bodies it claims to govern is not a definition. It is a net with holes the size of the bodies it excludes. The question is not whether the marker exists. The question is whether a category built on one necessary condition can survive the multiplicity of living forms. We knew in Alexandria that the intelligible does not map cleanly onto the sensible. The form woman is not carried in a single thread of inheritance any more than the form sphere is carried in a single measurement of circumference. To treat the marker as the essence is to mistake the shadow for the body casting it. They will call this science. They will call it fairness. They will not call it what it is, a political act wearing the robes of measurement. The proof remains incomplete. What would a category look like that could hold all the bodies that play the game?
At Carnuntum, I watched a centurion disqualify a recruit because the man's left hand lacked a finger, born so, not lost. The recruit had marched 300 miles. The centurion said, "The standard is the standard." I overruled him. The standard serves the legion. I overruled him. The standard serves the legion. The legion does not serve the standard. You will find, Marcus, that the WTA has mistaken the marker for the matter, a test for the SRY. Gene, a physician's reading of the seed's sign, becomes the gate, not the stroke. Not the hours on clay, not the body's proven capacity. The sign. Epictetus wrote of the festival, you enter on conditions. If the conditions do not suit you, depart. But he spoke of the athlete who chooses the contest. These women did not choose their blood's inscription. They chose the racket. They chose the dawn training. They chose the travel and the losses and the return. The governing body fears advantage, so it builds a wall of measurement. At the Danube, I saw walls built against the Quadi. They did not hold. The river changed course. The tribes crossed where the wall was not, a rule that cannot see the whole athlete sees only the exception it fears. You have seen this before. The prefect at Aquileia who measured grain by the bushel and forgot the hunger. The senator who counted citizens and forgot the men. Do not let the measure become the master. Judge the contest by what the contest reveals.
The story ran in Al Jazeera. Sports governing bodies have always drawn lines, some arbitrary, some brutal, all consequential. And the bodies themselves never quite know, which until history judges them. That's old news for today.